McCartney said they're nothing more than a blues cover band, the Rolling Stones. That in a brand new interview. Yeah, there you have it. Mick Jagger and the Stones, Shattered. I think one of the best songs they ever did, by the way. I just like that song. Not exactly a blues cover band of the Stones. No, they're the real deal. There you have it. So here's something. Let me ask you a little something here. Because I'm a little confused and maybe you can help me through it. We've been told time and again by those on the left that the 2020 election was the most secure, safest election in American history. Blah, blah, blah. I've heard all that. Well, then why is it that Dana Nessel, one of the proponents of that narrative, has now charged three Metro Detroit women with election fraud? Nessel and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson stressed that the charges announced Monday reflect a strict scrutiny applied to the absentee voting process and that violations of the laws surrounding absentee voting are rare. Are they? Are they? And then they claim that more than 250 post-election audits. What 250 post-election audits? A little bit here, a little bit there. Don't give me BS nonsense. These cases highlight the scrutiny applications and ballots undergo throughout the election process, as well as through investigative processes that ensures there's not fraud. These charges also send a clear message to those who promote deceitful claims about widespread fraud. The current protocols we have in place work. Yeah, okay. They involve three individuals to have been involved in election fraud in Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne counties. One resulting in a double vote was caught after the election. The two others were caught during the absentee ballot process, never issued actual ballots. Trine Rainey charged with three counts of election law forgery, three counts of forging signatures on absentee ballot applications after she is alleged to have filled out applications and forged residents' signatures at Father Murray Nursing Home in Centerline. Carlos Clark charged with impersonating another to vote in election law forgery. And Nancy Juanita Williams charged with 14 counts of false statements on an absentee ballot application, forging a signature on an application, election law forgery in several different counts and courts. Alleged to have submitted 26 absentee ballot applications to 9 different clerks for legally incapacitated persons under her care and have the ballot sent to her address. So, election fraud doesn't exist, and the little tiny bit that does, it gets prosecuted. You know, I'm sorry, but I don't have that much faith in government. How much fraud was there in the unemployment insurance in 2020 and 21? How many millions, tens of millions, billions of dollars were we built out of across the country, but tens of millions here, fraudulent unemployment claims filed, money shipped out of the country. And I think we look at that pretty closely, don't we? And yet I'm supposed to believe that, well, elections are the one place that government does a really great job of everything. Everything's perfect. Right. Of course it is. Meanwhile, if you are looking for a job and you have a nursing degree and experience, man, you can get some real money at a lot of places. One of those places, Beaumont, offering signing bonuses because of staff shortages. They say Metro Detroit Hospital is affected by the nationwide worker shortage. Here's the problem, though. You keep demanding people get vaccines. Keep getting vaccines. And people just say, you know what, I'm not interested. How are those Southwest flights going today, by the way? Can you tell me about that? How are the Southwest flights going today? I'm just curious because the CEO of Southwest, he says these mandates are wrong. He says the mandates are just wrong. Don't disagree with him. He is the CEO. Southwest Airlines has now canceled thousands of flights. Thousands of flights canceled or delayed. Air traffic controllers are not showing up for work either. And we're supposed to believe, by the way, that it has nothing to do with the mandates. But we know better. We know better. There you go. And this just popped up in case you, back to election integrity just for a moment. Arizona and Pennsylvania will have to hold on along with Michigan because the next election integrity investigation to take center stage is going to happen in Wisconsin, where a former state Supreme Court justice has been empowered by the legislature to compel testimony and document production. And it's gathering steam, so says John Solomon at Just the News. Interviews with more than a dozen witnesses, officials, and lawyers who have interacted with the retired Justice Michael Gableman and his staff suggest a strong focus on the role of election bureaucracies playing, changing the rules without legislative consent to how ballots were sent out, filled out, collected, and counted. Yep. Gableman's early investigative work as special counsel appointed by the Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, shining a spotlight, among other things, on the Wisconsin Election Commission, a statewide body created by Republican lawmakers after an earlier political rigging scandal in the state known as the John Doe investigations. The commission provides guidance and rules to the 1,852 election clerks in the state on how to conduct voting, that is. The commission in 2020 altered numerous state voting rules and procedures during the pandemic, often without seeking legislative approval. The changes range from allowing nursing home staff to help fill out ballots, to give permission to election clerks to fill out missing witness information required. I mean, it's all garbage. Those two changes alone affected thousands and thousands of ballots in a state in which Joe Biden claims to have won by 20,600 votes. More consequential, potentially, the commission gave its blessing to an idea first conceived by election clerks in the blue counties of Dana, Milwaukee, that voters could claim the normally rare status of indefinitely confined. They were too scared to go out and vote. That allowed 250,000 absentee ballots compiling in without voter ID. I mean, this stuff went on. But we're supposed to trust the government. Just trust us. We got this. Yeah, no thanks. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair. Those who built and have preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our founding fathers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of the past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today at GruberForHillsdale.com. That's GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.